Blog Talk Radio.
Good job, though, to Ohio State. You're now on OFL. Now, After Dark with the commission, we got a 616 caller coming in. Could you state your gamer tag for the listeners out there?
Jay Mills.
Right now. We got Jay Mills, a big Ohio State fan, so I know you're living it up right now, huh?
Yeah, man. I'm living it up this whole weekend, man. You got the Colts going into New England, and then you got Ohio State pulling it through. Might be the first year my teams can pull up some upsets.
Yeah, I was thinking, man, old JJ's a bandwagon jumper until you threw in the Celtics. I was like, nah, he's loyal.
No. We go through the hard times. We just have good organization. Celtics going to get back on Q2. Don't worry.
No, I'm with you, man. Brad Stevens is a great basketball coach, man. I wanted him to stay in college because I like college basketball a little better. But he's a great coach. Yeah. I was a great hire by the Celtics, man.
I like college basketball better too because they actually play before the playoffs.
Yeah, right. Exactly. That's why I always hate when a good coach leaves and goes to the pros. And hell, I think the Celtics gave him like a 6-year contract, so he's not coming back to the college anytime soon. But yeah, he's a good coach, so the future is bright for the Celtics. But let's go to the Colts real quick. I was talking about this, I think, the other night on the show. I don't know if you heard. Is Andrew Luck coming in? Yeah, living it up then too, huh? All right, JJ, all right.
24 hours.
Is it Andrew Luck's time? Is it now, or is he still a year away?
I think it's Andrew Luck's time. See, what you got to do is you got to analyze the game. If you look at what the Broncos are doing, that's what the Patriots do. They do screens, and they pass the Gronk.
Mm-hmm.
They running back,
mm-hmm.
or that torched us last time. We had two D tackles that was out. Plus, Arthur Jones, he's a big part of our middle. And as you see when he came back, if you watched the Colts last games, we haven't been giving up that much runs. Even in Dallas, we got beat by the torch because we couldn't get no rush. It wasn't a run. DeMarco Murray wasn't killing us until, like, it didn't really matter no more. But as far as if you watched the beginning of the series, DeMarco Murray, we shut him down and the other running backs too. So I think it's going to take them. I think if they let Andrew Luck throw the ball more and they don't let Trey Richardson get in, they let Moonhair and our other little rookie running back, he come in, Zerline, he come in. I mean, Tempton, my bad. Tempton come in, then I think we're going to do pretty good. And you got to think about it. Key Nix is a playoff receiver. Dante Moncrief is catching on to the offense. Fleener's been playing with Luck since he was a baby. Allen is killing. We hitting on all cylinders. And Reggie, the blocks he was throwing, I look at everything. The blocks he was throwing was great, man. He might as well cause as many balls as anybody else because the blocks he was making for our runners was excellent.
Right. Now, I was impressed with the Colts, and they definitely have the blueprint on how to get Peyton Manning off his game, although I did see he was playing with some kind of injury or something. That's still no excuse.
I think he was, too. But that's why I didn't even really pay attention to the defense, because defense is always up and down. But the offense, you can't take that away. They had too many Pro Bowlers. They is not Peyton. So anybody could talk about Peyton all they want, but that defense, you don't got no excuses for it. I know that all seven of them wasn't playing with injuries. So defense is what I'll take because, you know, with the Patriots, you know, offense is going to score anyway. So I'm not taking – I know Vontae Davis is going to show up. I know they're probably not going to run the ball. I know Gronk is going to get his, but it's can we keep pace? If we can keep pace, we can win that game. I know we can.
Mm-hmm.
Andrew Luck, the reason
he
lost
the game too.
Every time is turnovers. Turnovers are killer. And Andrew had turnovers last game, but there's really no good turnover, but I call smart turnover. He threw punts. Like, he threw them far. Like, he all his other throws, if he didn't think go get it, it was checkdowns. And I like I like the throws, you know, because most likely, you know, everybody throw pick, even Tom Brady. He shouldn't have won that Ravens game, but he pulled it out because somehow he managed to stay in the game. But his picks was dumb picks. Like, the Ravens would have capitalized. I still don't know how Ravens lost that game. I wish they would have won, but it is what it is.
Hey, now you've been a lifetime Colts fan, so you saw the Peyton Manning era. Do you see a lot of resemblance? Who do you think's going to be better in the
different long
run?
I think it's different. I think it's more exciting. I think he's smart, but not as smart as Peyton yet. But I think he's going to get there. But I just think it's a whole nother monster. See, Peyton, he'll break you down like he like Legos. He'll break you down. Andrew will just shred you, man. What you going to do? You're going to keep him in the pocket? He can run. If you keep him in the pocket, he can make great decisions. Don't let him get – all I can say is don't let the coach build – see, Russell Wilson, no disrespect to Russell, but it's like I say, if there's two rich kids, there's a rich kid that know he's rich, and there's a rich kid that just is rich and try to act like he didn't get his money from his dad. And that's what Russell acts like sometimes. He wouldn't be where he was without the Legion of Boom, and everybody knows that. So, I mean, not to say he can't make plays, but there's many of quarterbacks. Kaepernick can make plays, but you see when that defense goes down, what does he have? Nothing. So the Legion of Boom is the reason Russell is where he is. Don't let Luck get the pieces he needs. You think about the Colts, they don't really draft big-name people and, like, monsters and fast guys. So if we start at least getting some third-rounders, second-rounders, decent people, I believe the Colts will be back on top when Peyton. But I think it's going to be better because Luck, he just got more of a presence that you never feel like you're out the game. With Peyton, even when Peyton was there, man, when I always was nervous, especially when I went to New England. Like, I have a good feeling about this. And we already lost New England twice, but I feel like I can take from that game. It's like with the Peyton, I never knew what was wrong. I was like, he just started doing what he's doing yesterday. I know how Denver feels. Like, how? I don't care if you got an injury. What are you doing? You're not throwing it down the field. You're overthrowing your people. You're looking scared. You got that blank look on your face. Luck don't have that. That's what I like about him, man.
Yeah. I'm a roll the dice. I see. I think in the long run, Andrew Luck's going to be a better quarterback. But I mean, obviously, he's going to have to stay healthy and have a long career because Peyton has set the bar pretty high. That's for sure. But
And I think he will stay healthy because the fact is he's just like I think Russell Wilson will probably stay healthy. It's just Russell runs a little bit more, but Luck's definitely a pass first, run second. He's just like Aaron Rodgers. Besides Aaron Rodgers, he liked to really run into people. But I think Luck make better decisions. I think he go – like, if you just got to watch the plays and nobody pay attention. It was one play where they got a holding call. I think it was – yeah, it was Denver. They got a holding call. Andrew Luck could have easily – he already knew it was a holding call. He could have kept going because the yards were going to tack onto it. And he could have easily kept running, but he slid down just to get the first. Instead of – you know, Russell, he would try to run over juke somebody, something like that, you know, or Aaron Rodgers. You see him run at people. So, I mean, like, I think Luck stays away from the contact unless he has to, unless, you know, the offensive line ain't blocking, but what can he do then? So,
who did the Colts play before Denver?
The Bengals.
Yeah, now, I saw Andrew Luck make a throw. I was just like, holy shit, he opened my eyes up. Was that touchdown. I think it might have been. It was maybe a 30, 40-yard touchdown. He was scrambling. He was running towards the line of scrimmage, and he just dropped the pass on the dime.
Yeah.
I was like, holy shit.
To the rookie, man. That was that. Oh, my God. I mean, it's just been so many memories. Like, you got so many memories with Peyton, and it's like he is erasing them. Like, you go always remember those, but so quickly. Like, I wasn't, you know, of course I wasn't when I was younger. I knew who the coach was, but I didn't know as much as I know now, but – even watching then, if you go back to those highlights and relive them, he just didn't come. Peyton didn't come out like Lux coming out. I mean, it just wouldn't excite you. If you put the young Peyton right now, he coming out with Lux, it just still wouldn't be the same. It would not be the same. I just think Lux is just. He's like a creative quarterback. Everybody wants a quarterback that will run through. When you create your quarterback, you put all this stuff up. What Luck don't have that you wouldn't put up on? He's big. He's fast. He can throw. I mean, everybody wants a quarterback. Like, that's what you're looking for. Not everybody wants like, when you had Peyton, I remember having Peyton, and I remember when Madden charts started changing, and the Kaepernicks and the Russells and all these other fast running backs start coming in. And I remember I used to always want to run, but with Peyton, with 55 speed, you ain't going nowhere. Sometimes you just got to throw. And when Madden got hard to throw, I was like, shit, all these other guys, they got the option to hand it off the ball or run themselves. I got to pass it most times because the Colts never had running backs. They always
Right. Now, let me ask you this. This Sunday, we're having the draft for the Fantasy Draft League. I know you're not in it yet. We still have a couple spots left. We're hoping to get you in there. But I wanted to ask you.
Is it going to get close? Is it going to get narrowed down? Last time, it was 14 spots forever.
No, there's four spots left. There's only four spots left now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But let me ask you something.
That's what I was always hearing for that low number. That's what I've been waiting for. I didn't want to throw no money. I don't know if it's going to be low. I kept hearing 14 people, 14 people, 14 people. All right, great.
Yeah.
I'm about to drop this other league too, man. I started another league too, and I just don't like it. The organization, I'm not liking it. We about to fuck with nobody but the league we in now, because I can't deal with this other league. People bother me when I'm at school. I can't do it no more.
But you're not. That's not an OFL now league, right?
Oh, it's not an OFL league. I like this league. I just like this league. I feel like this league is very, very just like organized. I like the people. I mean, it's people that's gonna get on my nerves, but as far as the organization of this league, I like it. It's kept me in with Madden. I can see myself playing Madden. Because usually when the season's over and the Colts lose, I watch Super Bowl and all you won't hear from me. I'm in gym head. I don't really talk. I'm in school. I don't fuck with video games. But I think this time I'm gonna be playing more. I'm actually keep up with this Madden. But the league that I'm playing in with these other people, I come in, the roster's already jacked up. Look like they did a draft. He don't tell me nothing. He simulates. It's an everyday thing. The people don't get a hold of me. They want me to talk on this little app, whatever y'all used to have, and it's just freaking annoying. I don't like that app. And I'm like, why can't you just have the courtesy to set up an appointment like most people do? What time do you want to play? The daytime works good for me. Because I'm always reasonable with everybody because everybody has lives. And I say, look, you know, I'm good for the daytime. What time is it? And somebody bugs somehow. Not with this league. Every time I play everyone, I then got blown up to annoying. Like, they just so annoying. I'm just like, oh, man, I'm about to tell this dude. I'm probably telling him, look, I got the Colts in that league, but first of all, I didn't even get the luxury to have the Colts and like, make them better. It was already different people when I got there.
Yeah, well, that's good to hear, man. I'm glad you like the OFL now better, and we're glad to have you here, man, and we try to, you know, eliminate all those other issues the other leagues have out there, because I know pretty much 99% of the other leagues out there got a lot of fucking blemishes, man.
The problem is people create these leagues and they don't know all the stuff they're going to take on. You guys, like, you're going to be having to babysit and you got to be organized just like a business. Can't come in there and just say, oh, I'm just going to simulate and not be, and you need to play, like, you need to be more organized. Like, I don't like that, man. I don't like that. I said, man, and the league was free, thank God, because I wanted to pay for the crap anyways. But I'm just saying, like, it's just terrible. That's all I can say. I don't even know where it's at. It's an everyday league, so now I'm trying to get this dude, like, you want to play? He trying to hit me up damn near 12 o'clock. I'm not even barely. My day just starting and stuff. This dude blowing me up. I'm like, can you play at night? I ain't heard from him. Now I know this dude going to simulate. And I'm like, you know what, simulate. I'm not playing no more, so I don't care.
Yeah, and I mean, OFL now is not perfect, but I think we're pretty good.
I think it's coming together,
and we're
though.
Working. We're trying to get better, you know. We're always trying to look for ways to improve. So, but anyways, I wanted to ask you, if you do get in the draft and you had, who would do you take as your number one quarterback if you had Manning or Andrew Luck available?
Andrew Luck, man. Andrew Luck, most definitely. And like I tell people, like, for instance, Kyle, my guy, my manager that had me take over his teams, I took over his teams. Now, what I didn't like is you start the team with a quarterback and you build around him. You never don't say the quarterback is not. I don't care what people say. It's a video game. But in my opinion, I respect football. I start the game with a quarterback. And after the quarterback, defense wins championships. You cannot have a defense and you cannot have a quarterback, because if you don't, you will not be good. That's the end of it. That's why half the people in real life, why they're not doing good right now. Either they got a defense and their quarterback suck, or they got a quarterback and they ain't got no defense. So I like to, when I build my team, I like to start with my quarterback, and I like to build around the defense. And then when I come back to offense, I'm not so big on the big Calvin Johnsons and all that stuff, because really, I don't want to throw down the field all day. That's going the clock long. It's too much things that can happen. I'd rather have people that can catch the ball, and that's fine. And then I like to have some big maulers up front, so I can, like, I can run the ball. I think when you run the ball, it's less mistakes. So what would I get next after I got my line together? At least a decent running back that can run behind the big guys, because I'm not big. I used to be really big in the throwing, but the way the game has worked now. Like, I played a game with Bacchino. It was close as hell. Until my kids started going crazy, me and Bacchino, until about the fourth quarter, it didn't even the game didn't get out of reach. But I've always been at every game I've played, because I always run the ball. And when I run the ball, it's give me a better time to think about should I throw or should I run. Even if somebody shut it down, I still don't want to abandon it. So I would always go in the fantasy draft, I would always go quarterback first, then I would work on my defense, and when I'm working on offense, I'm going to go lineman first, because you got to block, either for a running back or a quarterback. So.
Right, right. Speaking of Bacchino, I think we have him on the air right now. Is that you, Bacchino?
Is he?
Hello?
Am I in? Hello?
Oh, yeah.
Hey,
Bacchino.
Hey, you escaped today, son.
Before we get on anything, I had to throw this out so Freddy Krueger stopped hiding under the radar. His whole AFC West is 6-5, all four of them. So he said he's been trying to stay on the radar and see if nobody noticed, but I called him out on it today. So he's trying to make a nice playoff run, all of them.
Is that group one or group two?
Group one, multiple.
I'm supposed to play Freddy today. Where is Freddy at? I see you watching TV right now. I'm supposed to play Freddy. I'm ready to play Freddy.
That's J.J. Mills, by the way, live on the air, celebrating the Ohio State victory. Let's talk a little bit about Ohio State real quick. We got about 10 minutes left on the air. So they really just pounded and tackled harder and basically made Oregon look soft, if you ask me. What do you think about that, Bacchino and J.J.?
I think they had that running game like fire, man. Like, just bam. Like, every hole, they ran the same trap play.
Like I just told you. Run the fucking ball if you don't have to, man. Run the ball. Run the ball, man. Run the ball. If you don't have to pass, run the ball. Run the ball. You're going to be better off that way. You got a better chance, you know. Before you know it, you pass on first down, then you got to run on second and third and long. At least if you get a good run and you run, then you can pass on third. And that's kind of what they was doing. Then every once in a while, they would mix in a pass. It's better to do that recipe, my opinion. I think it's safer. I think you feel more confident. I just feel like when you start off with a big old throw, and you don't get it, then you like, then you got the option. Oh, should I run? Should I throw? Then what if you don't get the next one? And anyway it goes, you usually end up third long. I'd rather run, and then every once in a while, the next series, then pass, then pass all day. Because then before you know it, that's what Oregon like to do. They like to be super fast and do they fast passes and all that stuff, but they was getting hit in the mouth today. I loved it.
Now, I thought Urban Meyer showed his true self there and showed no class. I know you don't agree with that, but I didn't think he had to run the score up there. What did you think about that?
I didn't have a problem with it. Nobody believed him. Why not just put the knife in the dagger, or whatever the saying is, honestly. Like, I didn't see any problem.
Yeah, no one ever heard of that saying, Bacchino. Where'd you come up with that?
I forget what it's called. This is like
I mean, if it was me personally,
the dagger in the back.
I am the type of coach that won't run the score up. But when people do it, all I can tell people to do is just stop it. I'm not gonna be like Tom Coughlin and go like, "What the hell was that?" I'm not gonna go talk to you. But I mean, that's not what I would do personally. I would just need a ball. And we won. I don't care. I just want to win. I don't care if I get a win by 1 point, whatever. I don't care. As long as I win the game, I don't need no score points. They ain't like real life is Madden anyway. It's not going to get attribute points. I just want to fucking need the ball and get the hell out of there, you know?
No, I agree, man.
And then from my coaching, me putting my coaching hat on, say this wouldn't probably happen, but say something happened. Say you run the ball and somebody snap his knee. You done ran the ball. Say you do a Sanchez. You put him in, why? He don't need to play. Take him off to the sidelines. Let's get the fuck out of here. You know, that's how
that
I feel.
Actually
I don't like the risk.
Right. That actually happened earlier this morning. I was playing the grade 86-84. He was 5-5 with the Bears, and my Titans team still doesn't have a win. But he was running up the score. You know, he was up like 38-6, and he's still going. And when you know it, I broke Mark Sanchez's ribs, which was already his second-string quarterback. Or no, he had the Eagles. My fault. He had the Eagles. So now he's trying to get into the playoffs at 6-5, and he's down to his third-string quarterback. And it's like, dude, you didn't even have to run the score up and risk that injury. You know what I mean? So
it does happen.
No.
Well, what happened? I was talking about Tino earlier, just trying to throw the ball to win, but the game was pretty much over at the end, and my receiver luckily came back. But I just like, no, I should just freaking, you know, let it in, because, like, then you got to literally play the next game, because there ain't no point. There ain't no point, man.
Now, Balkino, I don't know if you were listening, but we have 4 spots left for that fantasy draft league. The draft's going to be Sunday. If you're out there listening, $25 to join, $400 to the winner. But here's the question. What time do you guys want the draft to be? Do you want it to be noon Eastern before the playoffs or 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern after the playoffs?
I say noon Eastern so we can get it started. Like, you know, I have time to work for your team. And you should. I say noon because then that way you can do the preseason every 2 hours. You know what I'm saying? So the draft will probably end probably around 2 p.m. And then every 2 hours, we do the preseason. All right, first one's going to be at 4 o'clock, and 7:30, then 9, and then 10. And then we do the first kickoff at 10 p.m. I think it should be that way because a lot of us are going to want to draft a certain way and do the preseason so they don't kill our confidence or cut our players.
Now, you know, I'm with you, and I agree. I like the noon idea better. The problem is a lot of people are saying they want the 9 o'clock. Or the 10 o'clock. I don't know. How would you feel, Miller, if you do get into it?
Man, we play – well, that 9 o'clock going to be hard for me because I think our game is a late game at 6. I don't know how long the games last, but, I mean,
well,
I like the noon
one.
It
should be right
I like
around.
The new one better because the new one gives me something to keep my mind on while I'm waiting for my game to start. So I kind of like the noon thing. I don't. I'd rather do the noon thing for cover reasons because then I have to come in drive all pissed off if we lose. And I like the fact that I have something to do during the day because when in playoffs, I mean me, I be on edge. I be ready. The game be taking forever to get here.
Right, right. Now I'm leaning towards noon, but we'll see. It's about a 50-50 split with everybody I talk to, so we'll see. I'll probably be announcing it here. Probably tomorrow night, probably. Now, Balkino, a lot of talk out there coming out of Team Balkino's camp. A lot of shit talk on Glip. What? Why are we not seeing Team Balkino? Why are we seeing them attacking other teams like Team Legit, but we're not seeing them actually showing up in the tournaments? Or are they coming to the tournaments just waiting?
I mean, like I said, they're not really tournament players. I mean, there's a difference between tourney players and league players. You can say it for the Houston. You don't see them. They're more of a, you know, league-style play more than tournament. They don't like, you know, the 4 to 6, 7, 8 minutes, however long we have it. Just a different type of players.
Yeah. Do you think it shows a lack of skill?
I think it shows a lack.
They can't.
Yeah, you can say a lack.
I think you line up to play the ball with whoever players you got. So, I mean, I think it's your lack of skill. I think that That's just not – I mean, let me put it a different way. I don't think it's showing lack of skills. You got skills in the league thing, but if you're an all-around player, you play with what you got. That's what I feel. Because, you know, like I said, for instance, I didn't even know what I was stepping in when I got Kyle's team, but I've been making the best out of it. And if I got a bad team, I play with the freaking Colts all the time. Now, you can talk about Andrew Luck all you want, but the Colts have just been getting better. But that defense, that's why you will never get online play. And I would like to tell people how many times you played the Colts online. Probably not too many times because nobody really likes to play with that defense. That defense ain't easy. You don't get no rush. You really got to put something together. I play franchise style inside of regular teams. I go down and I actually look at the attributes and I say, what player will play better in that position, you know? So I think you should be able to play good whatever team you play. If you're a Madden player, I mean, you can't always get the all-star players.
No, I agree, man. I think if you can play, man, no matter what's going on there. But we'll see. Maybe Team Houston will show up. I mean, I believe they could win and compete, but we haven't seen them in too many tournaments. Now, JJ, are you on Team Volcano, or are you, you just –
JJ is on the island. JJ is on JJ's island. That's where I'm at. We don't even play like – I like Volcano, man. That's my boy. Like, that's always my boy, but – I mean, I do. We don't even play the same. So, like it's just like my – if you play me, you play me. It's like my style don't even match other people. I like to run. I play a lot different, man. Like I do stuff inside of plays. Like, I have to use the game tools. Like, when I play a Volcano, like, for instance, you don't ever know if my safety in my shed cover three, but I might put maybe my safety in man on somebody that shouldn't be on them just because I'm just that wacky type of player. I just use all the tools of the game, and I like to run the ball. And I let people know. I tell people. I say, like, some people say, I don't want to put it on whatever that thing, the broadcast thing, because they don't want nobody to know. I'll let you know what I'm doing. I'm going to run the ball, and I'm going to throw the ball in the design play it's supposed to be. There's no gimmicks. I'm going to throw the ball up, and I'm going to user catch it. I'm going to run the ball through the hole. That's what there's nothing for me to hide. So that's why I think that takes me different to people. Like Volcano, if you don't know what Volcano do, he's going to eat you alive. Like, that's the thing. Me, I've been playing him so long, I know how he plays. But somebody that just come in, they're going to get towed up, period. You ain't going to just come in there and not know what to do, because his plays are made to catch you off guard. And once you, it's like being in quicksand. Once you get eaten up by one, you're going to try to figure it up. You're going to get frustrated. Throw picks. Before you know it, the score has already ran up. So,
you
said what?
You leave the score run up out of that. We try to be respectful now. This is a new era for Volcano.
Oh, new era for Volcano. I believe it when I see it.
I see it too.
hey. I think my first game I just scored 70. I laid back on it because we're friends.
Oh, man.
I ain't that friendly. Now, let's I don't know if you heard, but JJ was talking about he's in, you know, another league, and he's thinking about dropping it. He doesn't like it. And he was basically saying how much better OFL now is. What do you think separates us right now, Volcano, from these other leagues, other than lots of talent? We have lots of talent, but
structure,
what else?
Everything's run very A, B, C, D. You know, it's not messy. That's probably my biggest point. That's the first thing I can tell you. It's just everything's
That's the biggest thing. That's all I need to talk about. It's got to be organized. It's just like any establishment. You want to go into work and your check's late. I mean, it just that's what it is about, man. It's not too much to it. It's so easy to be organized, but it's so bad when you don't be organized. And that's how basically the dude, I don't even know his name, but he hit me up. He said it was free. That's what clicked to me, free, $100. I said, sure, man. I said, the Colts available. That got me again. Okay, great. I'll play. Then the first time I played, I just got a weird feeling. Like, this just don't feel right. Got on the roster. Oh, okay, Luck's still here. But why is he 91? I'm like, what's going on? You must have just started from the regular, like, rosters. I'm like, you even import from where we are now? I was like, here we go, man. I'm like, okay, then there was people that were still on the team. I'm like, well, he imported from now. Okay, we could deal with that. Then I started realizing there was not even nobody was on my team was on there. Then it was just other random people. I'm like, how is this even my team? I'm like, I don't even want to play with this team no more.
Yeah. Well, all I know is we got to keep doing what we're doing, keep getting better. Hopefully we can get some more members. We got a lot, probably like 10 to 12 new members for the fantasy draft, so that's pretty good. But guys, we got 10 seconds, so we got to get off the air.
Wait, Greg,
but
you had the number one pick. Yeah. Who would you draft?
Andrew Luck. JJ convinced me.
Yeah.
Have a good night.
Andrew Luck, man. I'm telling you, man. I want Andrew Luck.